your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi everyone, Andy here with a bonus show for you. It's Dan's Diary number one. As you know, Dan's out in Colombia. He's on day two and he sent us over a little bit of an update. We do plan on doing a show recording properly this week while he's out in Colombia, but since you lot sent him there with your donations and goodwill and all that good stuff, then we thought it was best that Dan send us some updates as he goes along. So this is just a quick 3-minute show to let you know how Dan and Vinny are getting on their second day, folks.
It's a good morning from our second day of Colombia. You know, Vinny.
He's forgotten what he was going to say, but keep this
keep
in
going.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just an update. Dan is going to update you, and he knows what he's got to say.
So everyone's arrived now. We have the wonderful Yesh holding the camera for us, who you'll meet at some point. Vinny and I will introduce everyone that's here through these updates. Today, or rather, yesterday we went into Tabio. Where we've got some cool hats that we're not wearing, but you'll probably see in the documentary. We found a house that had a lot of UFO art outside, and the gentleman actually came to the gate and called us over and told us these stories that we had translated by Natty that were amazing. Never before have I been accosted by someone to be told a UFO story.
I know, it was wild.
It was really cool. Should we spoil any details?
No.
Okay, cool. Sorry. We'll keep it for the documentary. But it was cool, and there are a lot of people like that around here. Just everyone has a story, everyone has an experience. What they think it is up for debate. We had a little experience with that over the past few nights, with some flashing lights on the mountain, and some flashing lights in the woods in the hills. We kind of drilled down on those mysteries, and it was fun to see the different people come out and apply their logic to it.
It was amazing. There was a lot of... I don't know, we were just really excited because we were seeing things and we were going through the process of figuring out what they were, and like Dan said, seeing everyone's reaction to these things. Could they be a phenomena, or do they have a prosaic explanation? And so for the whole of like a couple of hours, we were just all just really like heightened, and it was just exciting. I won't say too much.
Yeah, we didn't jump to conclusions, but we were all very excited. And we figured out the mystery, not to 99%, but we actually 100% nailed those two things. And they weren't like phenomena, but it was cool to figure them out nonetheless. Today, we are going to the, am I right in saying the Church of Chia?
I think so. It's a church. Correct? It's an old church. I was just going to say, it's on like, it's elevated and it points directly at Huayca, the mountain, so it's just up there.
So we'll be hiking up, our first hike of the holiday. We'll see what it's like to hike whilst up. What's it, 6,000 feet? I think it must be.
There is crazy elevation. I felt the altitude yesterday walking around. You realize that you're tired quicker and stuff like that, but I think we're acclimatized to it. So
yeah, we'll get used to it. We got shown a lot of monuments yesterday that were all aligned to the mountain of the Dancing Lights as well. So it's very curious that the lore here and the myths here and all the people here seem to have a big respect for the story of the Dancing Lights and the mountains and the moon goddess. So we're curious to learn a little bit at the church today, and hopefully in the next few days we'll get to walk up to the top of the hill itself.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. Just hit stop.
Cool.